This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following me on social media. Todd Wright 2121, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area and longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm. What does that mean? That means post-judgment. That means child support adjustment. That means divorce. That means family law. I could keep going, but that gives you an idea. Full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Free consultation, just visit brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group. Bill Curry Ford, where I got out of a 2014 sedan and into a 2018 SUV, going from a Ford Escape to a Ford Focus to a Ford Escape. I went from 100,000 miles to 40,000 miles. Yes, I went pre-owned. I could have chosen a different make or model rather than Ford. Sean Sullivan has different makes and models of pre-owned inventory on the lot. I thought about getting the brand new Ford Bronco, especially in this it color that is on so many of the new vehicles. And of course, the name is escaping me right now of this new color. I'll think of it when I'm not thinking of it. It's a really cool name. And the new Ford Bronco is a really cool vehicle. Who knows? I may trade in the 2018 Escape for a new Ford Bronco in a coming year. The process was quick. It was very satisfactory. And Sean Sullivan would like to do that for you, for a new or pre-owned vehicle. You ask for him by name. He's the GM. Now, if somebody gets in your way and says, well, I can help you, you say, no, I'd like to speak to Sean Sullivan. And if you can't get to Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. And you tell Grace that Todd Wright sent you, and Grace will get Sean Sullivan for you to talk to you about getting you in a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle of Ford or other make and model. Sean Sullivan has his own podcast on joebucksfan.com. And he's a huge supporter of football, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, my golf tournaments, and more. Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. My email for Toddcast purposes is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you'd like golf tournament information, we are completely sold out for this weekend's Todd Wright Tour XXXV, our annual Masters-inspired tournament and par 3 contest at Plantation Palms Golf Club. The 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship is available as we speak. We are at the Dynamite layout, that is the club at Eagle Brook, on Saturday, May 14th. If you'd like a foursome or a twosome, at only $75 per player. Email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I also want to take a quick moment to thank some of the businesses and the people involved with those businesses that support my golf tournaments on a regular basis that may not necessarily get regular attention here on the podcast, like Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Yesterday, I stopped by Thomas Pease. Tom has been an entrepreneur in the sports bar and restaurant industry locally for a long time. Many people know him, as many like him. Talk about a guy who gets his hands dirty. I walked in, he brought me into the kitchen one day, and he was working so hard, he was worried as he talked to me, he was going to was going to hurt himself with this very sharp knife. He didn't. And I said, would you please be careful? I'd like to, you know, I'd like you to be able to play in one of my golf tournaments in the future. He's always there. I was there yesterday to pick up gift cards for the upcoming golf tournament. Walks right by me. And I was pulled aside by a high top table of about six gentlemen who recognized me and just wanted to say hi. They say they miss me on the radio. I get that not everybody is into podcasts. I told them I don't miss doing daily radio. I thank them for missing me. And I told them why I don't miss doing daily radio. And they all laughed. So to Derek and all the guys that every Wednesday afternoon are hanging out, and for lack of a better term, just shooting the shit, having a good time at Thomas P's. It was nice to talk to you yesterday. And thank you for the kind words about me and people we miss like Steve Dumig and Chris Thomas. And thank you to Thomas P for always helping me with my golf tournaments. Also, I want to mention Chris Black of Black's Insurance and Financial Services out of Plant City. He's been playing in my golf tournaments for years now with his family, and he gave me one of the better compliments, him or one of his and or one of his players, years ago, thanking me for all the work that goes into, first of all, just the fact that people recognize the work that goes into what I do with these golf tournaments now that I've been doing them for 7 years. And I do five or six a year. And it was either Chris and or one of his family members said, it's like a family vacation for us. It's an excuse for us to all get together, and you give us a great time together. And meant a lot to me. And Chris reached out to me a couple years ago and said, do you need more? Is there something I can do to help you with, you know, make the tournaments even better? And he's been doing that on a regular basis. He's sponsoring the green jackets that I give away now annually at our Masters Inspired Tournament and Par 3 contest. He goes over and above for me, and he asked to do it, and I'm very appreciative. And he's going to miss the next golf tournament for medical reasons, and I hope to see him again in the fall. Look forward to getting him back on the golf course after we take the summer off and he recovers. So Chris Black of Black's Insurance and Financial Services, thank you for everything you do for me. So just a couple other mentions there. Because I could go in a number of directions on this podcast, but I want to keep it relatively short. I have a lot of things to do for the golf tournament on Saturday. There any number of specific things I could touch on. My theory on Brady being back and Arians being gone. The latest failed ESPN loudmouth who stepped outside of ESPN and crashed and burned. The list continues to grow. Bill Simmons, Michelle Beadle, Bomani Jones. There's still plenty of things I want to talk about as it relates to the wild start to the new year in the National Football League. But I've been saving this one for a while, and I'm just going to fire it off today. I can't change anything, but I have to say something about news people who talk sports. The majority of people who are paid to anchor newscasts should not talk sports. That is not why they have their job in most cases. Dave Wirth was an exception. In Dave Wirth's long career at Channel 10 in Tampa Bay, I interned for Dave. He hates when I bring that up because it makes him feel old. Dave, yeah, I'm old too now. So, sorry. Dave, I interned for Dave in the Channel 10 sports department, but later on, Dave moved on in the news desk, and he anchored the news for a while before they had Dave go back to doing sports. So Dave is immune from this conversation. But whether we're talking local news people, network national news people, cable national news people, or even DJs on FM stations that play music, a traditional DJ, not a talk show host, a DJ that makes sports comments, I just want you all to know, if you fall into one of those categories, the real sports fans like me and those who would listen to my podcast, we laugh at you. We laugh at how bad you sound when you try to talk sports at your job. You are welcome to talk it in your personal life. You are welcome to buy tickets to a sporting event. Don't wear the wrong jersey, or I'm going to put you on You're at the Wrong Game cam, as I've been doing on my social media accounts and talked about here on a podcast. But if you want to sound like I did the podcast before the Valspar Championship, if you want to sound like you know what you're talking about, which most people do, most people want to sound like they know what they're talking about. For news anchors and disc jockeys who talk sports, 95% of you don't know what you're talking about, so stop doing it. Just my advice to you, because you're hurting your credibility and you just shouldn't do it. Now, if you're saying, well, what do you mean? Here's an example. News anchor throws to sports person and feels the need to comment on the lead story in the sportscast, or sportscaster finishes their small portion of the on-air segment, and newscaster then follows up and offers commentary or an opinion. Don't. Here's how the news person should throw to sports. Welcome back to Fox 13 News. And now, Scott Smith with sports. That's it. That's the proper toss. And then when he finishes, you say, thanks, Scott. And then you move on to your area of expertise. Because every word that comes out of your mouth that is a comment or a question involving sports is more likely to make you sound like you don't know what you're talking about and hurt your accountability. It is not why you were hired to do your job, so don't do it. The sports person never got to comment on masks in schools or a Grady Judd press conference where they arrest multiple people from Disney World, and no media outlets from Orlando show up, by the way, because they don't want to piss off Disney and lose their perks. True story. Sports people in that scenario don't get to comment on those stories. Why? Because the news director would say, well, they're just sports people. Okay. Don't be a freaking hypocrite. News people shouldn't comment on sports stories, because they're not sports people. I don't care if you're a fan. I remember having this back and forth with Ron Diaz before he was a full-timer at a sports station in Tampa. He filled in one day. I tuned in for 3 minutes, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I came on the next day, and I said, today, I will set the record straight of some things you heard here yesterday. And He got all ass hurt over that. Yeah, you still aren't a sports guy. I'm a sports guy. I studied it. I worked to it. I earned it. I learned it. I own it. I can talk about it. News people shouldn't. DJ shouldn't. Now, I also get from a disc jockey standpoint, and one of my favorite people in the world, Christy Knight of Magic 94.9 in Tampa, is a disc jockey. She doesn't do it that much because Christy would rather talk about the weekend and the weather and the Bachelor franchise. All fine. Go for it, Christy. Play the hits. It's what you're good at. But when she or DJs venture into trying to talk about a local sports team or a Super Bowl or a Final Four, it's like, oh, please stop. Please stop. That's not why you're on the air. That's not why anybody hired you. Don't. It's not why you're there. Stop. Please stop. So that's my point of today's podcast, because I'm sure some of you who are sports fans like me, you hear these people on television and radio, and they're offering commentary on sports, and we're like, did we just hear that? Or why are they saying that? Why are they talking? We don't get to comment on the news. Why do they get to comment on the sports? They shouldn't. This podcast won't change anything unless there's a DJ, not Christy, I've told her this, or a news person who actually listens to my podcast and agrees with me. I'm not saying you can't have opinions on sports. I'm saying you're not paid for your opinions on sports. It's not why you have your job. So stop doing it. One of my favorite pieces of video from many years ago in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, for all the shows that I did at the ESPN affiliate in Dallas around attending Cowboys games at Texas Stadium for so many years, there was an anchor named Dale Hansen, and Dale was very popular with Cowboys fans in Dallas. And late October, Dale was coming on the local newscast, and Game 4 of the World Series had just ended, and it's Dale's job in the sportscast to tell the viewers of that station who won Game 4 of the World Series and who are the World Series champions. The segment starts. It's a male news anchor and a female news anchor. You know how this goes. And the male news anchor, instead of saying, "Welcome back, Dale Hansen is here with sports." Dale, that's the toss. That's what the news person is paid to do. Let the sports person talk sports because that's what they're paid to do. Instead, the male news anchor basically said, in a stumbling fashion, that either Detroit or St. Louis had just won the World Series. Dale Hansen responded, "I don't know, why don't you go ahead and do it?" And he just sat there. And they went to break. So maybe it was a tease just before break. Let Dale do the tease. I agreed with Dale. Fuck that anchor and what he just did. That's not his job. When Dale threw back after a sports segment, he should have ruined the lead on the next story or offered a comment on something that sports people don't get to comment on. Instead, they come back from break, Dale's on camera, and Dale just says, as a great man once said, "Why am I here?" Dale, I got it. And a lot of your fans and sports fans did. And it still applies. News people and DJs, stop talking sports. It's not what you're paid to do. It's what we're paid to do. You don't have us talk news and music. Don't be a hypocrite. Because you sound stupid doing it. Thank you for hearing me out on that. It's obviously been rolling around in there for a long frickin' time. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. The email is right.todd@yahoo.com unless you want to play in the 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship at the club at Eagle Brook on May 14th. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Have a great weekend.